بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انه قال قال الله عز وجل انا عند ظني عبدي بي وانا معه حيث يذكرني والله الا الله افرح بتوبه عبدي من احدكم يجد ضالته بالفلات ومن تقرب الي شبرا تقربت اليه ذراعا ومن تقرب الي ذراعا تقربت اليه باعا وإذا أقبل إلي أمشي أقبلت إلي وهرول متفق عليه. Continue with the hadith Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه is the narrator. Hadith Qudsi that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I deal with my slave according to his expectations from me. And I am with him wherever or whenever he remembers me. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah ta'ala says, I take an oath on Allah. لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ عَبْدِهِ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ يَجِدُ ضَالَّتَهُ بِالْفَلَاتِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I take an oath on Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes more happy with the repentance and tawbah of his slave than one of you who has lost the expression found in the hadith, dallatahu bil falat. Dallatahu means his means of conveyance, that which he was completely and totally depending upon. The Arabic word falat, ulama ikram break it down as al-ardu allati la ma'a fiha. In other words, a person is traveling in a barren land in which there is no water, there is no source of livelihood. An incident occurs as a result of which he loses his conveyance, his means of transport. Now he doesn't have a transport. He's in a place where there is no water, no vegetation, no source of livelihood. We can imagine the despair that is facing this person. Because in such circumstances, his destruction, his death is imminent. There is no chance of survival. And all of a sudden, he comes across his conveyance, he finds his conveyance. So there is no words that can possibly describe the extent of the joy and happiness of this person. On the one hand, he was facing despair to the extent that he was going to lose his life. Now he has been given a rope, he has been given some chance, he has given a renewed vigor and happiness. So the ecstasy of this person, there is no words to describe it. Yet Rasulullah says, I take an oath on Allah, that when Allah's banda, when Allah's slave turns in repentance, in tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, Allah's happiness, the mercy and compassion with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receives this great sinner is greater than the ecstasy and joy that that person traveling in a desert experiences when he finds his conveyance which he has lost. Like we said, that much of the subject matter that's found in this hadith was already dealt with previously. This is why we're not going into too much of detail. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says that that person who comes closer to me by a handspan, I go close, that person who comes closer to me by the space of one hand, I go closer to him to the extent of a handspan, in other words, the distance from the finger up to the elbow. And that person who comes closer to me by a handspan, I go closer to him by an arm span. In other words, the distance from one arm to the other arm. The various opinions and interpretations that are given to these measures that are found in this hadith, shibra, dhira'a, ba'a, whether it means a cubit's length, whatever length it refers to, this we also discussed previously in hadith, so we're not going into the details. One important point which we keep reiterating, That when we talk of these distances, Allah comes closer to you, an arm span or a cubit's length or a hand span. These are not literal. Allah is free of coming and going. Allah is above space. Allah is above time. These are just expressions to denote Allah's qurb, Allah's nearness. In other words, Allah's rahmat, Allah's tawfiq, etc. Likewise, this expression also, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a slave of mine comes walking to me, أَقْبَلْتُ إِلَيْهُ هَرْوِلُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I go towards him running. Here also, we will not take a literal meaning. In other words, the compassion and mercy with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receives a repentant slave or one who wants to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala far supersedes that little effort that we make on our side. So great is the mercy and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, one point of caution, ulama ikram give us, they say, mata yuhsinu dhan billah. When is it correct that a person should have good expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When is it justified that a person should have good expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the justification of this? They say, إِذَا فَعَلَ مَا يُوجِبُ أَوْ يَقْتَضِي فَضْلَ اللَّهِ وَرَجَاءَهُ. They say when your actions are such, when your actions are such that they demand this recompense and this return, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive you. Person lives his life on masiyat, Allah's disobedience, is not interested in making tawbah, does whatever he wants, follows his desires, and then he says Allah is very merciful, Allah is very forgiving, and he hopes the forgiveness of Allah when he never made tawbah, when he never did those actions which will draw Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion. This, ulama ikram say, is dealt with in another hadith. They say, this is At-tamanni ala Allahi al-amani. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. Wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allahi al-amani. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, The intelligent person of my ummah is the one who suppresses his desires and does amal for the hereafter. And then he said, the foolish person of my ummah, wal ajiz man atba'a nafsahu, is the one who follows his desires, does as he wants to do. Then he says, Allah is ghafurur rahim, Allah is very merciful. Iman bain al khawfi wal raja, there's a balance. We hope for Allah's mercy, but we have to do those actions that draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, I deal with you as you expect from me. Come closer to me, I will come even closer towards you. Come walking to me, I will come running towards you. What does this mean? In other words, do the actions that demand this. Make your salah and then be hopeful that Allah accepts your salah. Give your sadaqah and then be hopeful that Allah accepts your sadaqah. Strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make mujahada in earning the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make guna, make tawbah, turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then have this hope and expectation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting whatever you are doing. These type of ahadith do not mean that do what you want to do, carry on the way you want to carry on, and then say I have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. This is in fact foolishness. In fact, this is mockery with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very, very important. We have to understand our entire life in this world. As Muslims, as believers, we are not free people. This world is a jail for us. This world is a place for us to be restricted by the bounds of Shariat. And as far as possible, we have to keep the Shariat in front of us. Strive for Allah's mercy. Stay away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. And then have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we make guna, we make sin, immediately we make tawbah. And then we have this expectation and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting our tawbah. وَنْ جَابِرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ بِثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ يَقُولُ لا يموتن أحدكم إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله عز وجل رواه مسلم. جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying. What is interesting about this hadith is that a timeline is mentioned in this hadith. But Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who says that I heard these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 3 days before the demise of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this exhortation right at the end of his life. Just 3 days remained in his sojourn in this world. What was the advice? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? La yamutanna ahadukum, not any one of you should die. Not any one of you should leave this world except that he has good hopes and good expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned this previously, that al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between a state between fear on the one side, raja and hope on the other side. There are various opinions as to the balance with regards to this. Some ulama feel that at the young, when a person is young, the khawf should supersede the raja. The fear should supersede the hope. Many ulama feel that it should be equal. Raja and khawf should be equal in the early stages of one's life. This was the opinion of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, who is the compiler of Riyadus Salihin. And ulama feel that when death approaches, particularly as a person becomes old, and now his departure from the world is imminent, at that time there should be ghalba, there should be an increase in his raja, in his hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to such an extent that he should look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time comes for us to leave this world, few days remain, like we see in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving, that at the time of death, raja should be ghalib. As at that time, the logical reason for that is that what is the object of having fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The object of khawf is al-inkifaf anil ma'asi wal-qabaih wal-hirs ala ta'a wa salih al-amal. The reason why we have khawf, fear, jahannam, etc. is that it acts as a deterrent from guna, from sinning. And it becomes a spur for us to apply ourselves in doing good deeds. Ulama say the need for this when you are about to depart from the world is less. Now what is the need? Now is the need that you look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look forward to Jannat. You have good hope and good expectations in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why towards the latter part of the life, there should be a ghalba, there should be an increase in one's raja, in one's hope, in the clemency and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is supported by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi Abbaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُبْعَثُ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ يُبْعَثُ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. Each one of you will be resurrected on that state in which he died. If you left this world hoping in Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy, if you left this world looking forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will raise you up, you will be resurrected.